crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey.
Welcome to another episode of
Pork Therapy. we're just not as good as Hannah.
Oh, we're so close,
no matter
though.
How much we try, we never will be.
That is Stephanie.
And that's Mike. You confused me. You threw me for a loop. But you know what? Variety is the spice of life, Mike. And I'm glad that you changed up our introduction. You need something new every once in a while. And I guess that's why you would hire a sex robot. But we'll get to that pretty soon.
Wow. That might be the quickest we've ever mentioned the actual topic.
Yeah, we're just very efficient tonight. We're boom, boom, bang, bang. Thank you, ma'am. Anyway. So, Mike, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Have you gotten any date requests from our last episode?
I can't
count
them all.
Anybody email you at mike@porktherapy.com?
I can't count them all in the same way that you can't prove a negative.
Well, you know, maybe you need a personal secretary. Maybe you need a personal assistant.
You know what? If I did have a personal secretary, I would want her to have flesh-like skin, and
yes.
I'd want her to have air pumping through her system so she felt warm.
And 120 pounds and
5'7" and blonde.
And cost $7,000.
That's exactly what I'd want.
Well, that's awesome, because now
lo and behold,
you can have that for a mere $7,000. You can have a simulated woman. That's right. We are talking about an article today that was sent to us by the lovely William Kostrick.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, William. And I assume he's not asking a personal question, so I assume he would be okay with getting credit for that. But the article is from CNN, and it's talking about kind of a tech story, kind of a sex story. It's tech sex, right?
Tex.
That's right. That reminds me of when people say, you know, something is textually transmitted.
Oh, wow.
It's really bad fun. Anyway.
So basically, he basically sent us an article about sex robots, and I guess one that's kind of like top of the line right now using technology.
Right.
And wanted us to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we'll post the...
And we have a lot to say, so we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we can post the URL to this article in the description.
In the description, right.
But...
And then maybe we'll get reach on our feed statistics,
yeah.
Right, Mike? That was
maybe
an inside joke, sorry about that.
There is one picture with this article, and it shows the inventor who claims to be a happily married man. And,
oh, he looks like such a nerd. He's
and
like...
the sex robot. And neither of them are pretty.
Well, the inventor
like
is clearly looking very proud, and he's kind of creepily holding the shoulders of the sex robot, and she is sitting there with her lower lip dangling
in
the air.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it...
She just looks like a... I don't know.
You know, except for the eyes, it could pass for maybe a dead human.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It looks dead. That's exactly what it is, yeah.
And the eyes just look plastic.
Yeah.
But, let's talk about
it.
What is it?
She can carry on a conversation.
Yes, she's
got... Well, it's called Roxy, and Roxy is spelled with three X's, in case you're interested in Googling this and maybe placing an order, you know.
So, she has silicone skin, so it's the kind that prosthetics are made of, so it feels like skin,
right.
Or very close.
And
she has
some kind of a chip where she can sense what you're saying to her and then respond back.
She has voice recognition and like a couple hundred words or phrases she recognizes and can respond to in a female voice that was recorded by a model, not computer generated.
It was recorded by an unnamed radio host.
I'm sorry,
apparently.
A radio host. An unnamed female model actually was molded to make the parts.
Spent a week molding in different poses, yeah, to make
this
is serious stuff.
Yeah, this Roxy also has like a warm air filtration system, tube system in her so that her skin stays warm.
Well, particularly so that her nether regions stay warm,
yes.
Right? Because that's the most important part that you want to stay warm. Right, and we should mention that the inventor was Douglas Hines. That's the guy who...
Why should we mention that?
Well, because he did a lot of work to do this.
Yeah,
right?
Lots of people do a lot of work who I don't want to recognize. I don't have any problem with Douglas's product.
No, I don't have a problem with it either, per se. It's a little weird.
I don't think I'd walk two steps out of my way to see it, let alone pay $7,000. But
to have one
to screw it, but...
Oh, but you can have five different personalities. You can download different personalities.
And the personalities are programmable.
Yes, and the personalities have, you know, varying degrees of coy versus forward, right? You
can
adjust. And she snores and talks in her sleep.
Those are the confusing features. Why? She talks in her sleep. Why would you add that?
Because you're really creepy when you're simulating actually having a partner versus a robot. Yeah, our peanut gallery just said she talks in her sleep because she's asking you to bone her. And you're
at 4 a.m., you're sleeping away, and all of a sudden you hear your robot next door say, I'm wet.
Oh, baby. Oh, gross. Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. But you couldn't put silicone lube on her because she would melt, right?
Oh.
Isn't that true? Can't you not put silicone lube on silicone toys? It'll melt it?
Really? That sounds pretty counterintuitive, but I really wouldn't know.
I think it's true, but I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Maybe she's self-lubricating.
Oh my God, that would be so scary. That would just take the cake.
That would cake the take.
It would. I can't even speak. I'm so sweet.
So an interesting thing about this robot to me, since it's trying so hard to be lifelike, and you know they've got the realistic looking eyes, even though they need work, and skin, and it's probably a real wig, real hair wig, and all this stuff, and hot air, and all this, and silicone skin that's fleshy.
Feels like skin.
After all that, this robot doesn't move, so you have to like.
You have to bend it.
Pose it like Gumby.
Yeah.
And hump it, and then pose it to sleep next to or
like
whatever.
Gumby, that's nice.
It's weird. So you'd think they'd just throw in a couple servos and motors and at least have it move its legs or arms around or something.
I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, when I read this and I read all the stuff that it does, I said to you, I'm amazed that it's only $7,000.
That's true. Maybe this is the budget model, and for another $10,000 you can get it moving around and and vacuuming your floor afterwards.
Yeah, that, wow. And making you a sandwich, right?
Sandwich. Make me chicken pot pie.
Oh my God. So apparently there's also competition in this market for sex dolls, and there's another one that is similar but doesn't have the conversation abilities, and it costs $5,500.
So you're spending $2,000 for a voice chip or
voice
software.
Yeah, a voice chip on a sex robot.
Unless
like,
it's missing
something
else. Do you
really need to
like,
talk to it that much?
You know, think what would happen, though, if you're having sex with this robot and suddenly the warm air system broke down. And it would get cold like a dead body. You're suddenly doing a dead body, which you are doing.
It reminds me so much of a dead body anyway that it's like, even if it's warm, it doesn't really matter. It's okay,
right.
So it's
right.
A recently dead body. Because
it doesn't
body,
move. I mean, so let's actually get to our question then, now that we've described the article on the robot.
Okay,
the question is,
have you seen the newest... Well, this question is not from William, who sent us the
article.
No.
This is an unrelated question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not unrelated. It's a separate question.
A separate question.
Have you seen the newest sex robots? How realistic are they? Are men who use them perverts? And why would someone want a robot instead of a real person?
Are they perverts? Well, yes, but that's not a bad thing. I consider myself a pervert, too. I don't think there's anything wrong with using one of these robots, per se, especially if you buy it with your own money. Like, sure, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, it's all voluntary.
It really doesn't bother me. I mean, I personally wouldn't spend $7,000 on a robot, but you never know. Maybe there are some people who really feel that they can't or don't want to meet people in real life, and they want a realistic way to simulate being able to have sex and get their rocks off. And you know what? If they want to spend $7,000, then more power
and
to them.
And frankly, this is, you know, as long as someone wants to do it and pay for this, then it'll at least slowly progress technology.
Sure.
And maybe it'll get to the point where this is a somewhat human-feeling, you know, robot.
Yeah.
And you can remote it with another one. So if your partner is on a trip 3,000 miles away, you each can have a robot of each other and have sex with each other with sensory, who knows.
Yeah.
So.
Or, I mean, I was thinking of all kinds of... I guess you could say good uses or uses that I would consider like...
Hell, sex ed.
Yeah, sex ed. It may be someone who is disabled in some way and you know, has never been able to experience sex with a real woman.
Wow.
You know,
never,
they could.
I'll
they
never
could,
think of physical therapy the same again.
That's right. It's pervert therapy. It's pork therapy. that's the PT love for.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, well, and I was thinking also, you know, this is going to be probably controversial when I say this, but maybe there's some people who have fetishes that would, I don't want to say that they're...
Non-human?
No, no. Maybe there are some people who want to fuck robots. Yeah, sure. But maybe there are some people who have fetishes that are undoable in real life without hurting a real person.
Strangulation.
Yeah, something like that. Some weird thing that they want to do, and, but they can't do it with a real person because it would hurt them too much.
Right. And whether or not you think these fetishes or kinks are appropriate or good, would you rather someone be doing it on a robot or on another person?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that would, like, fuel the flame and want them to do it on a real person. I think if they recognize that they have, you know, some weird fetish that they that might hurt someone if they were to act it out, then it's better for them to do it on a robot than, let's say, a prostitute or something like
that. You know what,
I wonder, a real person who doesn't consent or something.
I wonder if the market will ever create a sex sheep robot.
Hmm, yeah, I guess that would be similar, right? Because it's, that's kind of creepy, but you know what? It's better, in my opinion,
anyway,
than screwing a real sheep. If someone really wants to do that, you know, no one's going to stop them. No law, no, you know, anything like that is going to stop them.
However,
from doing
if
that.
They have an alternative to, well, not the
and
sheep,
a safer
but the person.
Alternative,
yes,
right.
A safer
that's,
and
it's not
less
a real
violent
animal.
Alternative.
Yeah, it's not a real animal. It doesn't feel the pain. And just like this, you know, this sex robot isn't a real person.
It won't do it for everyone.
Use it as an outlet.
Yeah, some people get off on the hurting of other people, and so this won't
that's
suffice.
True.
But
that's
at least
true.
Cut down on the other types.
Yeah. Now, I think it's sort of a harm reduction thing, you know.
Yeah. Now, our peanut gallery earlier mentioned prostitution in relation to sex robots.
Hmm, that's a really good point. So, why do men or women or people in general visit prostitutes now?
Well, for a huge number of reasons.
Well, I mean, obviously we know why they visit them, to have sex with them. But
to get their taxes done, of course.
Well, no, but I mean, some people, you know, there are various reasons why people would go to a prostitute, but, you know, maybe they want to do something that they can't do in real life. Maybe they can't meet anyone. Maybe they can't.
They don't
have
confidence. Maybe they're
something
disfigured.
Like that. Yeah, who knows? But there are all kinds of reasons why someone would want to visit a prostitute. But prostitution carries risks with it, right? Because it's
illegal.
Right? Like,
black market raises the prices and lowers the safety.
Right. So if you go to a black market prostitute, you're going to be getting a questionably safe experience. Maybe they have diseases.
Not only questionably safe, but questionably pleasurable.
Yeah, that's true. You don't really know unless you visited that person before how they are going to turn out, right?
Yep.
And it's much, much, much less safe for the prostitute herself.
Yes.
Usually it's a woman. Right.
And for that matter, that makes it less safe for everyone, because then she's going to have some kind of protector, a pimp, or a bodyguard, and that makes it less safe for the John.
Sure.
Makes it less safe for everybody.
And sometimes prostitutes are prostituting themselves because they're trying to get drugs, which are also prohibited, and so the price
goes
up.
Black market, yes.
And they do, you know, all these crazy things to get money to buy drugs, because they're completely prohibited and they're unaffordable.
So I guess one way to look at it is, because prostitution is illegal, this is another... what, currently legal alternative?
I suppose it's a legal alternative, yeah. I mean, I would hope that this would take some of the pressure off of, you know, the demand for prostitution. Although there are some people who probably just wouldn't, you know, the idea of a robot is so creepy to them that they would rather just go to a prostitute, but...
Well, for now, maybe it'll become more commonplace. I mean, who knows? Also, on the other side of that argument is, how long will it be until this lovely government of ours makes it illegal to fuck a robot?
Yeah, I mean, there are some places in the country where they have prohibited certain sex toys.
By law.
Yeah, by law, you can't...
It's illegal to pleasure yourself.
Dildos, like, you know, any device that could be, you know, considered to be a dildo.
Yeah, just in case you thought government wasn't intruding in your personal life enough.
I have some contraband in my bedside drawer. I'm just kidding. But, seriously, like, you hear about these laws in the South, in, like, Georgia, Alabama, other places like that, where, you know, they will raid certain bookstores that piss off whoever the prudes in the town are, and they stick the cops on them and go in and, like, confiscate all their sex toys because, you know, there are these archaic laws that say it's illegal to sell sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, those are kind of, I guess, unintended consequences of those laws.
Yeah. Or
maybe they are completely intended, but
I think
so they
I think
can selectively
would,
enforce them on the
would,
people that they don't like.
Yeah, there would possibly still be a market for a sex robot if prostitution was legal, perhaps.
Yeah,
hell,
probably.
maybe training for legal prostitutes. Who knows?
Who knows? Or, you know, some people might say, wow, it's $7,000 for a sex robot, and if I buy that, hey, hell, that's more than I spend on prostitutes in a year. I should just buy this robot, and then I can have sex with the robot whenever I want.
Yeah. Now, one part of the questions that were asked are men who use them perverts, and I just want to focus on the men real quick.
Yeah.
Because, of course, in this society, and probably most, men are the more likely to go to a prostitute, they're more likely to be the sex pervert, or whatever the
right.
case. But it's not always the case, and in fact, this article even says, women have inquired about ordering a sex robot, too.
Mm.
He says, a female sex therapist even contacted him about buying one for her patients.
Interesting,
so that would be
yeah.
kind of a
so would they
training
want,
tool
would they
or
want a female sex robot, or would they want a male one?
I don't know what they asked for, but right.
But
I presume
probably some who want both.
Exactly, yeah. I presume at least someone wants a male sex robot, but although probably the market is smaller.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think the guy said that they're the inventor said that they're doing a prototype of a male sex robot that's similar to the female one that they've already made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I guess there is a market out there for a male sex robot too, but it's mostly men that are seeking these things out. Men looking for women, I guess. So does this objectify women, or do you have a problem with it on that level?
I don't think it objectifies women. I mean, it's a tool. Does a gun kill people?
No.
Yeah. I think
mean,
someone who uses a robot might, a sex robot might objectify women.
Maybe, yeah. But I mean, it's no more than pornography does in the same sense, right? Like some people say that porn shows, you know, these unrealistic depictions of women. And that
I would say there's a slight difference in that a sex robot is an object
mm-hmm.
and a porn movie is an idea, a concept, something that could actually portray an idea.
Yeah.
So there's a slight difference.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess the sex robot could portray an idea because it speaks. So maybe it talks in misogynistic ways. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to know, like, what it says. Like, is it just talking about sex all the time, or does it talk about other things? Or
How was your day today, honey?
Fuck me!
Yeah, can I have some shopping money?
Oh, do me now!
I am curious to hear the voice.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear the voice and just to hear what it actually says, right?
Yes. And you know what? It is a computer, so I wonder if it can, like, if it's got Wi-Fi and if it can just get online. And if it can, hey Roxy the sex bot, my email is mike@porktherapy.com, and I could use a date tomorrow.
Oh my god, yeah. I don't know if Roxy can email you, but she might be able to respond if you email her.
Well, I hope she at least waits until she's done being humped before emailing you.
Oh my god. Do you think $7,000 is too much for a sex robot?
For me, yes. No hesitation. 7,000 pesos is too much for me.
Well, like $1 is too much for me for a sex robot. But
yeah. Well, what's too much? I mean, what if Bill Gates was lonely? $7,000 is sneezable, so...
Well, sure, yeah. But, I mean, this kind of brings up the concept of emerging technologies and how a few... In a free market, like, you know, people will jump on an emerging technology, and it's always really expensive when it first comes out because the processes to make it haven't been refined. There haven't been that many made. They're not made.
The market is unknown.
The market is unknown. Whoever
made
it is taking a risk.
It isn't there. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it may start out that this is $7,000, but you know, in a couple of years,
if it's
this
even,
may come down to like, you know,
right,
$700.
There's a certain threshold of demand that if it's met, it will continue to improve.
Right.
And if it improves, it becomes more popular. And that if it crosses that threshold, then eventually this will become somewhat mainstream.
Yeah. And that's
cheaper,
a little bit
safer,
of an...
more common.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thought because what if this actually were $700 and, you know, basically any lonely, broke guy could afford
I mean, a fraternity could probably, you know, throw a party and raise funds for a sex doll. sorry, not at all, a sex robot.
Yeah, that wouldn't be safe because then they'd all be sticking their cocks in it and who knows what's...
Well, they wouldn't be safe. There is a way to share and be safe, but they wouldn't probably.
Sure, but they probably wouldn't. But we're just speculating here, but the point is, what if this gets really popular? Is anyone going to want to go out with real women? I think they definitely are. I think there's no substitution for a real person.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll alleviate some of this...
Well, then you're talking sci-fi and you're talking, you know, robots like Data and... Aren't there any female cyborg-type robots that are, like, so... Like, in Battlestar Galactica or The Terminator or something?
Watch Battlestar Galactica, but...
Yeah, so they're...
Yeah.
You know, they were talking sci-fi. So maybe someday in our future there's human-like robots walking around and that will make a difference.
I guess so. I just wonder if these robots, if they actually become mainstream, will they basically, like, you know, take the pressure off of these guys who are visiting prostitutes and, like, going out and trying to find dates like crazy and basically lonely guys? Will they alleviate that problem in society?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They cause more? Well, actually, they wouldn't cause more, I don't think, but would government cause more if that still exists?
What do you mean?
By regulating it and by prohibiting it and by segregating.
Well, they certainly raise the price because almost certainly there are some regulations that govern whatever
business. I'm talking sci-fi again, but let's say sex robots are like the Terminator. They can walk around and be undetectable, and they're mainstream, they're commonplace. Uh-huh. Well, why wouldn't the government then segregate them and have water fountains for humans and water fountains for sex bots and...
I don't know, to make them, like, less of a person so you can do whatever you want.
Yes, or why wouldn't they make laws to protect the sex bots' feelings or whatever? And they, you know, and whatever law they pass
there's
on either side of it, they're going to interfere
protect,
in everyone else's life as well.
To protect real women's feelings right now, right?
Sure there is. There's obscenity laws, there's,
what
about
that,
the laws that are protect you from being bullied on the internet, which is baloney? There's all kinds of bullshit that the government does.
Yeah, well, who knows what they'll throw at it, but I don't know if it'll stick because she's made out of silicone.
Oh, nice. <Ba-dum-tsh.
laughs> Are we done talking about sex bots?
I hope.
I think it's interesting. I think any technology can be used for good or evil, right? And it's up to you to harness that technology and use it for good.
I agree.
Like, who knows if the government would use these to try to, I don't know, to try to fight in the military or something like that. They already have some sort of, like, these drones that they use.
Yeah, you know what? I would have no doubt that if this were a little bit more popular, the government would buy sex robots to throw to their military away from, on duty to save from prostitution diseases.
Yeah, or they would include them as part of Medicare and give them to everybody because it's free sex for all.
That's right.
Just like all the other free stuff that they give away.
All right, well, we talked way too long about sex robots.
Yeah, we didn't really say anything. Good job, Mike.
Hey, another successful episode.
Awesome. Well, this is Pork Therapy signing off, and if you are a sex robot, you can't really email Mike, but you can respond. He's gonna email sexrobot@gmail.com, and he's gonna find out if anyone is out there and responding. So, I was trying to find a way to work a date request into this, but I don't think it's really working. So why don't we just say goodbye for now?
Well, but if you have a question, you can send it to us at questions@porktherapy.com.
That's right.
Or call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4 and record your question and we'll play it on an episode.
And record your voice and we'll use it in the sex robot's personality so that when they...
Yeah, that's right.
Call us and tell us what you would say if you were a sex robot.
Yes. It'd be awesome.
Especially if you're a lady listener because then it'll just be...
In the right voice.
Be that much yes in the right octave.
All right. And thanks, everybody.
You can find us on the web
porktherapy.com
if you aren't scared off by what we've said tonight. And
want to hear all the rest of our episodes.
Yeah, that would be great. What else is there to say, Mike?
Farewell.
Farewell. And I'm getting wet. Fuck me right now. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.